Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man, we got a doozy for y'all. Welcome to the Staycation Setup with the Morning Mess. JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. We got Alexis. Her niece snitched on her boyfriend, Jay, texting other girls. That's per the email, Alexis. So please explain, because I'm a little confused on this one, because it go either way. So what's going on?
Okay, so the other night, my boyfriend, Jay, and I went over to my brother's house for dinner.
Okay.
Jay and I have been dating for about 8 months, and he gets along really well with my niece, Mia.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really cute. She's 7, so she's in that age range where she's learning to read, so she'll try to read out loud what's on TV or our phones. She's just really nosy right now.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Your Mia is my Gia. My daughter's 7. She does the same thing. I get it.
When we were waiting for dinner to be ready, Jay and my niece were on the couch playing some games, just on his phone. Everything was fine all throughout dinner. Jay was in the other room while I was in the kitchen washing dishes, and my niece came up to me and asked, "Aunt Alexis, is it okay for boys to tell other girls I love you?" And I had no idea where this was coming from. I told her it was okay if it was family and asked her why she was asking this very random question. And
yeah,
she told me when she was playing games on Jay's phone that he got a text from a girl named Jessica and it said, "I love you."
Oh,
dang.
That little snitch.
But this is good though. I mean, I'm glad she told me. She said
absolutely.
That Jay took his phone back.
Okay.
And she continued to look at his phone and saw that he replied with, "I love you too." So I'm not sure if she thought he was being slick, but nothing gets by my nosy ass niece.
Right.
She doesn't even know any better. She's only 7. I haven't confronted him because, again, she's 7, so I'm not sure how much I can trust it, but I do know kids, and they're very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunk people and kids are the most honest people on earth, and a drunk kid is the way honest. So
that's how you like it is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no other explanation than he's obviously cheating on you. The only thing, because I always think, what's the only thing? Do you guys, because I have these cousins, they call their parents by their name, but I met a couple people that call their parents by their real name. The only thing is, does he call his mom, or did he call her Jessica? Is he one of those weirdos that calls her by the real name, or?
No. Totally normal.
Normal. He calls her mom. Okay. Well, he has to be cheating at this point. So what we'll do for you, hon, is we'll call him up, offer him the free romantic hotel stay, and see who he wants to put on the reservation. Obviously, we hope he says your name. If he doesn't, then we'll give you the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sienna, staycation setup time?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. We're going to call up Jay, offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Let's hope that he puts Alexis on for the reservation instead of this other girl, Jessica, who obviously he loves as well. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jay?
This is Jay. Who's calling?
Hi, Jay. My name is Selena, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not interested. You guys can try sell me something. I'm good. Thanks, but no thanks.
So I wouldn't be selling you anything. It's complimentary on the Aurora Hotel, free of charge. And plus, we'll put you in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package.
And then you're going to ask for a credit card, and then I got to buy timeshare.
No timeshare, and I will just be honest with you. It is hotel protocol to have a credit card down for your file if you want to buy anything out of the mini fridge or drink anything out of the mini fridge, I should say. Or if you don't do any of those things, then it is a completely free stay.
Oh, all right. Why not? Let's try this.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Jay. I'm so excited to set this up for you. Something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we address a sweet or saucy note to your guest of honor. So I can give you a moment to think about that, and I'll be here to write it down for you.
Now, you send this to the guest? This is a note for who I'm bringing with
me? Yeah, so you get to bring a guest, and when you enter your room, we'll have it there addressed to them, and they get to read it, and okay. It's a nice little touch, you know?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me Stallion. Jesse, call me Stallion. Put that on the note. She likes to call me Stallion.
Okay, I'll write that down. And you said Jesse, you're going to put a Jesse on the reservation?
Yeah, so it'll be myself and Jessica.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
So this is how I find out that you're cheating on me?
Who is this?
Yeah, Jay, that's your girlfriend, Alexis. We legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Alexis had her suspicions about you, so obviously, Alexis, you were right.
I'm so mad right now. I can't believe you right now. I have to find out you're cheating not only through my 7-year-old niece, but I have to set you up on the radio because you can't be honest with me. So tell me what the is going on with this other girl. You tell each other I love you. Obviously, this has been going on long enough for you to say that.
What are you talking about?
You put her name down on a romantic hotel stay, and you want her to call you Stallion. So there's that. Explain that.
Exactly. You just said another girl's name, you dumbass. And Mia read it on your phone the other night at dinner.
So you can believe a 7-year-old girl over me? How stupid that sounds.
Yeah, well, 7-year-olds can know how to read the word "I love you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you forget that she can actually read now? She even asked me why you were saying "I love you" to other girls that aren't your girlfriend. Is that the example you really want to set for her?
I gotta set the example for your niece. Don't put this on me like it's my problem. I don't know what she thought she read, but that wasn't it. There's no.
Doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You literally just put someone else on the reservation for the hotel stay.
Exactly.
Literally, you just gave yourself up. And like, say she did misread something. Explain why you put Jessica's name down on the hotel reservation and not mine. And you wrote her note. Like, who's Jessica?
It's a good question. Who is Jessica?
You being silent right now is more telling than you trying to give me a bullshit story.
Can I get off the phone right now?
No. Finish him!
It's humiliating. I gotta go. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you do gotta go.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course you want to hang up.
All right, Miss Alexis. It looks like he hung up. He's a coward. He didn't want to give the apology, so obviously he has been cheating with this girl, Jessica.
I'm so mad.
Well, your niece is a blessing for many reasons, but especially for this situation, because she helped you out here.
I'm just glad that, you know, you guys were able to help me.
Yeah, of course. And we do offer free counseling services if you'd like to take them.
No, I appreciate that, but absolutely not. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Wait a minute.
Wow. Subtweet at you?
No.
If the shoe fits, wear it, huh?
Why are you guys looking at me?
I don't know. You're going to put yourself
on blast there. Haven't you admitted?
Back in the days.
Okay.
Yeah. Relax, everyone. What's going on here?
I don't know.
Remember, we all hate Jay.
Yes, we do.
Right? Not Joey. Right? Alexis, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Take your niece to Baskin-Robbins, get her 2 scoops, take her home, and then hook up with the guy, give him 2 scoops. You feel me? Little leche.
Gross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.